Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here is your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. This week we want to talk about veterans, and we're in downtown Clovis at the Clovis Veterans Memorial District with the head and CEO of the Veterans Memorial District here in Clovis, Lorenzo Rios. Lorenzo is a veteran himself and does a lot of great things for the community, and I think we have something unique here that I want to share with the national audience and our statewide audience and local audience. Because we all know veterans, and we've been in wars now for the last 20 years in the Persian Gulf and Afghanistan, and there's a lot of veterans coming home that need some help. And I think what's happening here in Clovis really makes a difference. So, Lorenzo, welcome to the podcast. It's really an honor and a pleasure to have you, and thank you for opening up your facility here for our podcast.
Well, thank you, Devin, for taking the time to come out here. And I'm really excited to have the opportunity to share the great news that are taking place here. I am just a humble host. I will tell you that what we do here is a reflection of the community values. I just have the opportunity to facilitate some of these opportunities, and I listen to what the community is looking for. And I am excited because I got to hang up the uniform 4 years ago now and walk into this position where I have found so many local patriots who want to make a difference and continue to make a difference after they hang up the uniform.
So the basics that you have here, tell the history about this, because everybody has a veterans facility, either a VA or a VFW, you know, some type of veterans hall in their area, in their community. But this one is a little bit different and unique for the country.
Well, it's unique in the sense that it's a special district, so it's a legislative body. It was established in 1946. June 11, 1946 was the founding date. And it was to welcome the World War II heroes coming home from the Great War. And very similar to like a water district or a mosquito abatement, it's something that the community elects to have that service because it's not being provided. It's not provided by the state or the municipality, so they organize and create that legislative body. That's what they created here. So it's governed by five elected officials. And what's unique is its focus is on the veteran. The mission statement is to provide a permanent living memorial honoring U.S. military and veterans, provide facilities and support programs to promote a legacy of service for preserving our community and country's foundational
ideals. You have here you have a beautiful facility here that you rent out on the weekends and in the evenings, and you do conferences.
It serves like an umbrella, but under that umbrella are the real workers. That is where you see church groups, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, VFWs, American Legions, the fabric of America that comes together. And what we do here is we help our veterans. Veterans meet here free all the time. There's never a fee for them. Everything is tailored to provide them that support. Then subsequent to that, we organize events that bring the community together. And what's unique about bringing the community together is it brings the veterans into the community as opposed to hosting events that are exclusive to veterans, exclusive of the community. We bring the community together and bring the veterans at the core, so they are a component of the community.
And what I like about what you're doing here with your own district, you're like kind of a one-stop shop for everything to do with veterans.
Absolutely.
And a new museum is going to be completed here in the next year or so. But World War II veterans, we're getting fewer and fewer of them. Korean War veterans now are getting up in age. We're starting to lose and have lost a lot of them. Now what you're really seeing is a big group of Vietnam veterans that we're working with through the VA that are at that age of where they need more health care. But one of the things you've been great at, and you took part in all of this because you were in the military at the time, we have all these young veterans coming back. And for our listeners that are out there, and we see a lot of these young veterans coming back to get out of the military. You know, some of them just aren't doing well for one reason or another. So could you, number one, maybe share a story or two about some of those veterans that are coming back and some of the things you've been able to do to help these younger veterans that we have?
Well, one of the things that I have found is there's a disconnect between what people understand to be a veteran and what they look like and what a veteran is. There was a time where a veteran is a person who is older than 30 years old. We now have veterans who are 19 and 20 years old who may have left the military medically disqualified because they went to combat, lost a limb, and now they're medically retired. They see them and they just cannot associate veteran combat and their age. It's such a social disconnect. So when the young person comes back, being able to tell that story there is such a gap that that begins the challenges. What we have found here is bringing them to a lot of our programs and working closely with programs like the VFW and the American Legion and connecting them with community events. We have been very active with PBS. I will tell you, there's a whole program for military families called Sesame Street for Military Families, and that's at pbs.org. You will find an entire program with Elmo talking to kids about what to expect. But what's really good is it helps the kids who don't have military families now start understanding what some of those challenges are. That is the beginning of a bridge that gaps the civ-mil divide. And you'll hear that term in academia. But a lot of folks don't understand how there is
a challenge,
such a divide.
Right? If your father or mother or maybe both parents, they spend 9 months or a year in Afghanistan, or even not, it doesn't even have to be in the war zone, could be in military bases around the globe where they don't allow children to go. And so then those parents come back, and then maybe they're home for a year or two, and then they go back again. And so, you know, you could have a child that for the first 5 years of their life, you know, two of those years, one of their parents were gone.
Absolutely.
Overseas.
But you know what I've learned since I've been out of the military? I was active duty. And most folks will expect to see a lot of support for military families around active military post. What you don't normally see is that same fabric of support in hometown USA. And what I mean by that is the guardsmen, the reservists,
National Guards, right.
They're leaving on a regular basis, very similar to active duty, unlike anything before. And in schools today, in a hometown USA, you will find a child who's feeling the same challenges of having their parent being deployed with the same fears, but with no support. And people may see that child now as a discipline issue, as opposed to really understanding what the core is.
So just to kind of tie this up, because you know we've got here in the San Joaquin Valley, we're highlighting what you do here because it is really unique and it's a special place. And if you're here in the San Joaquin Valley, you guys are always open, always available. Come in and call.
Absolutely.
But for those people that care about veterans and maybe see some challenges and want to help someone and they're not in this area, where would you first look to no matter what state you're in? What's the first call that you would make if you're someone out there that wants to try to help someone that they know that needs some help?
I would look up the first VFW, American Legion, AMVETS, DAV, which is Disabled American Veteran, AUSA, the Association of the United States Army. Those associations are in every town. The VFW and American Legion, I can guarantee you, they're in every town. They have someone dedicated to providing the support and providing them a resource of information so that if you just arrived in that hometown, they'll give you a note of where to go. Also, every state agency has a veterans program. Contact your local state support. And I will always refer them to the VA, but I know sometimes the VA is far from their locations. Maybe they're having some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
The VFW, the American Legion, those are your advocates. They're going to be first concerned about you and your health and your well-being, and then they're going to connect you with all the services local. Now, if you are not a veteran and you are just a concerned citizen, I would say if you're involved with Rotary, Kiwanis, Exchange, all those other great organizations, look for a VFW.
Right.
Find opportunities to partner. I will tell you, the more collaboration that takes place and the more we remove the stigma and replace myths with facts, the more you're going to see a much easier transition from military service to civilian life.
And we need to pay close attention to these young veterans that are getting out now that have served over the last 20 years. We
Absolutely.
Need to pay close attention to them, try to help them. And Lorenzo, you're doing a great job here. And you know we want to continue to get this message out of how people can help. And also, for the listeners out there, don't forget you can always call your congressman.
Absolutely.
You know, I know there's a lot of challenges, as we know, with the VA.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit a challenge with the VA and you're having trouble, you can always call your congressman to get help. Or, like you said, go to one of the local VFWs. If you're here in the San Joaquin Valley, we've got a great, great spot here. You guys do a great job. And thank you so much for informing the audience on this. This is a very important topic.
Well, I welcome everyone to come on out and visit us. CVMdistrict.org is our website. Check it out. Give us a call. Come and visit. We're always here to support anybody we
can. If you're in another state somewhere, you'll help them out if they
Absolutely.
Send you, pop
and
you an
we
email.
Will share everything we have, and we will help anybody anywhere in the country who wants to organize an event to take care of our veterans and support our country. We're there for you.
Well, Lorenzo, thank you for, number one, for your service, but thank you for your continued service to our veterans and military.
It is my
you guys, and the whole board and everything that you guys do here.
America's worth it.
Well, this is Devin Nunes from downtown Clovis, from the Clovis Veterans Memorial District. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Devin Nunes Podcast. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And remember, you can download this podcast on iTunes or at devinnunes.com.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams.
It whips the dust up and rains pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we've kept our American faith.
Now it's not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can't fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we kept our American faith. We the people, free and strong, fight through the dark night toward the dawn. Freedom marches on.
Afraid.
That's why they call her the home of the brave.
With a prayer and a purpose, we're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.